Hello, Sumit. So we are with you together to talk about new PHP samples that we are releasing. And those samples will be helpful for PHP developers who want to leverage Bing search engine for some particular issue you might have, which is when somebody hits a page not found error on your website. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Thanks, Jesse. As you may know, we have been working on some PHP samples for a while now, for the last few months. We have PHP samples that connect different Microsoft technologies or make different Microsoft technologies accessible from PHP applications. We already have samples for integrating PHP applications with Virtual Earth, with Silverlight, with ADO.NET data services. And today we're going to talk about this new one, which is what we're calling it as the Bing 404 PHP kit. And essentially what this is if you think about what happens when a user goes to a website and they request a resource or a web page that doesn't exist on the server returns a 404 page not found error. That error by itself is not very useful to the user. They don't necessarily know where to go to find the content they're actually looking for.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do here is leverage Bing search to intelligently determine what the keywords, first intelligently determine what the keywords are for what the user may be looking for, and then use those keywords and do a Bing search and return the results from Bing. And by default, we constrain the search to the domain that the user typed in. So if you're going to Microsoft.com and you're looking for something there, we'll try to do the search within that Microsoft.com domain. Let me tell you a little bit more about how we're doing this.
Let's look at this.
So typically what you have is, let's say you have your web server. And this can be, it's either IIS or it's Apache web server. If it's Apache, it could be on Linux, it could be on Windows. If it's IIS, it's on Windows. The request comes in. User types in http://www.microsoft.com/billgates.html. Well, if there's no Bill Gates or HTML on the server, you typically would just get a 404 error. But what happens if you have the PHP 404 kit installed, which I'll show you in a minute how to install it, but essentially it's just a X copy into your web server. And once you've installed it, and you've set it up such that the PHP 404 kit is invoked when a page is not found, the call will get routed to a specific PHP page. We're calling this the error404.php. So this executes on your server, and what it essentially does is it starts to build out a layout of what you want to render back to the user. On the very top, we have a text message that basically says, hey, the text or the page you were looking for was not found, but we found some other search results, and we'll show you a Bing search box with some keywords that we have already populated, a search button, and a list of results that are returned from Bing. That's essentially what we want to do. So this page will build out the layout of this page, but doesn't actually do the Bing search. For that, it transfers the control back to the client, and on the client, we're running JavaScript. And the JavaScript code, on when the page is loaded, goes out to a Bing endpoint, and it gives the keywords and posts a search and provides a callback that Bing can call back into the code with the results. When the results come back, the JavaScript code will then go and populate all the different sections of the page, and you see a much nicer page with hopefully pointers to the content that you were actually looking for. And you can still go ahead and modify the search. If Bing is smart enough, that it will sometimes tell you, hey, this is may not be, this it doesn't use the keywords as it is, it may say, you may have been looking for this, and your keywords are modified, and the modified keywords are short, but you will have a text that says, you know, this is the, these are the keywords we used. You can go back and redo the search. So this way, the end user gets a much nicer experience when they don't find a page on your web server, as opposed to just getting a simple page not found error. So I'm going to show you next how we can install this.
How much of code do I have to write to use it as it is right now?
As it is to use it right now, you would have to do the xcopy for the PHP 404 kit and change a couple configuration items to say how you want to constrain your search, whether you want a domain search, whether you want a web search. Simple things like that. A couple configuration points are not a whole lot. And once you've done that, it's just wired into your web server and you can start using it right away. If you do want to customize it, we also ship the source code. It's available on CodePlex under an MSPL open source license. And you can go ahead and use it, modify it, redistribute it, as long as you keep with the terms of the license.
Let's look at the demo now.
Great. So let's start by first looking at how you can install the PHP 404 kit on IIS. What I have here open is my inet pub www root. And here I've created a folder called error docs. And in error docs, I have the web server toolkit dropped in here. And there's with this, you get a file called IIS.web. And this is basically the error handling you need on your web server to point the 404 PHP page instead of just showing the default 404 error. And this is, I take this text and I copy it into my web.config at the global on my root on my inet pub. So once I've done that, I've wired in a custom web page, and beyond that, I just need to make sure that I have PHP installed. And there are a few configuration items that I can change if I would like to. So let's take a look at some of those items. I can go in here. I can have to specify my Bing app ID, which you can get by going to this link, bing.com/developer/app-id/sbx. Other thing I've done here is I have constrained my search to Microsoft.com so that I'm only getting results from within that website. And if you don't specify a domain, then you get a web search. There are endpoints for Bing itself, where the brand assets for Bing are, and Bing exposes the search endpoint. I need to hook that up in here. These are already done. The really only the one that I had to do was to get my app ID in there and get the domain name. And there are other timeouts and other things that you can change if you want to, but really it's very simple configuration. There's not a whole lot here. Once I've done that, I'm in business. I can start using this. So let me quickly bring this up. And I have IIS running on my local host. And that's IIS. If I just type in, I type in a keyword or a page that doesn't exist, and I get this error message saying, sorry, the page was not found, but we detected that the keywords were Bill Gates. I may be looking for Bill Gates. And I get all the search terms included from site Microsoft.com with Bill and Gates included in this result list. And there are multiple pages, they show up just like so. I can click on those links and I can go to them. Another thing you may notice is that the search keywords are actually highlighted in the text. I can do the same thing on Apache. Let's take a look at what it would take for me to go set this up in Apache. I have my Apache web server. This should run on Linux as well as on Windows. I go to my Apache website, and within my configuration file, http.conf, let me open that up real quick. Okay. And there's a section here for the error docs, and I've configured that to point to my error404.php. And that's basically all I need to do. I can then go and, in this case, I've dropped it under htdocs, error docs. I have the web PHP toolkit installed. So I go and make the similar adjustments to my web.config.xml, and I provide the same information. In fact, I didn't have to change anything between IIS and Apache for this. And now I have Apache running on port 90, so let's take a look at that. Localhost 90. I have this running on this web, on this particular port, so I'm just going to type in something similar. Let's say I look for Steve Ballmer, and I get this. I get a very similar experience. I didn't have to change any of my PHP code, nothing. It just I get the same experience that I did with IIS. So that's really how easy it is to set up. If you do want to modify, you can modify this. This is just the code. The code is there. You can go edit it, change how you do the search, and customize it for your needs. And that's really all there is to it. So it's very easy for any PHP website to now incorporate this 404 custom 404 page that does a Bing search.
All right. Thank you,
Thank you, Jason.
And we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Take care.